that we kind of put some new wrinkles in to keep the guys kind of excited about it?
Yeah, it's good question. There's every game's got some things, but yeah. So I'll just say this: we haven't changed anything as far as the preparation goes. We've prepared the same. As Mike has said, he's playing to win the game, and so the plan is such that that's what we're going to make every effort to do, and that always entails what you just said as far as giving guys different turns and things.
Is the idea to keep the momentum going into the bye week when you don't have a game?
Yeah, it is, and it's tough to do. But that is the idea.
It's an enviable position to be in as the number one seed, but you're also, as many was talking about, having to prepare next week for multiple opponents. Uh-huh.
Well, I think the largest benefit to having the bye is what the players gain in and kind of getting their bodies back. I think that's the biggest reason why people want to have the bye. But as far as the preparation goes, you do have to look at more teams. That's just the way it is. I mean, you take the good with the bad, but it's a little more work. Obviously, we'll know more on the following Sunday, but it does entail some, there's a lot of work going on. Some it'll be used and some won't.
Is that going to translate out here to the field too? I mean, will you guys work on different opponents out here, or is that just mostly what
we'll be working against each other, but there'll be things I'm sure that Dirk uses on offense, and we'll sprinkle in a little bit on defense of things that we might foresee us using against certain opponents.
Okay.
So you just try to script it in to work against each other, but as far as servicing each other, which is what we do most of the weeks during the season, there's less servicing next week than there would be in a normal week.
What do you mean by servicing?
Well, in practice, for example, there'll be offensive emphasis drills and then defensive emphasis where they'll, for example, if you're playing Carolina, the other side of the ball does Carolina's offense or defense. So that would be servicing each other. Whereas next week, more than anything, we'll just go against each other as far as our offense will do what they do and we'll do a lot of what we do. So we really aren't servicing each other. We're not giving them the look of the opponent because we don't know who the opponent is.
Okay.
They just have to look at us.
My last question, in terms of how you guys have filled in with injuries with Akeem going in for Spoon and playing for Sante and William Moore's been out, Chris Hope and whatnot, it's worked out pretty well for you so far, hasn't it?
So far I've been fortunate, yeah. Going forward, you'd hope that bye week, for example, will have a real healthy squad. But this week we're dealing with it again a little bit.